says, Lady Mikal, the Lady Mishne, the Lady Aha. So he says, you know, Ma'am Hora told, unless we know that this cuisine is something special. Yeah, I said, cuisine was something special. So, Hora Maskinon, because he hoda. Kusikhove are there, with the Mashle slave. So, Manushah, if he is a Kusikhove which tries to do everything according to the Deen, so why are you preaching that he is a Beulio? He is a Beulio. Shavke. He also became the Rav Sina Barash. Became the Rav Sina Barash. So he felt hurt. In other words, the teretz that he gave was rejected outright. So he became the Rav Sina Barash. So Omalei Manuel Shamislei Vikusi Shetabal. The Olo, the Doras al Bidde Chove, a Kushi who was there, or a Homo is a Tume, and Kushi and Amor, and Amor. So why? Whatever the reason is, as a matter of fact, the many Rishayim say, because, you know, Nazoya, you know, Tume Vitar, so maybe they were gazing Tuma Zobi, Anamot. And the Rambam says that the reason is why the Chomor is Anamot is because the Amoret, because Chomor didn't want the Chaberim to move with them socially. Because they will adapt all the midasores of the Amorites. Now again, Amorites doesn't mean an ignorant Jew. Hatzishal. It means Toshainali, Mikhavala, Mishnali, a heretz, one who has no interest in learning, not Mikho, not Mishne, who has no heretz, no respect, and talks, and chutzpah, and so on. That's an Amorites. So, the Chomim were Gezer Tumeh, because they wanted to prevent a excessive communing with Amor. We should not become influenced by that. But anyway, so the Gezer Tumeh, so whatever the Tumeh is, Tumeh Zor. Shane point out that we are not gazing all things of only certain things. But just as Isaac can retire himself by being gazing, so Thomas Amoret can also be talk about it. He could not be more homo than Isaac. So some male hochem my asking on it. So my time will be shaman because he was taken. So Insa in the Rabbon of Tumi Amoritz is considered to be the Poka for the Tula. The Doras al Bidechove, and then he stepped on Bidechove. So Mele, the Azel Bidechove, the Nogu Bitumo, the Inshitumas al Oretz of Hobele. So the Tumi was Poka. Now, let's see. My time is because he was staying there. Let's say he's coming to Mezah. So to Mezah, if his Abi stay there, he becomes Toya. So he is also Toya. My time will be shining my sister down the stairs of the finish of Kushis. Because she took out the whole of the Doras of the Hobbit, kind of Mishkobe. So we don't have to consider the Tumas Amorites. So Mele, it's not Shaykh to be saying the Tyres on the score of Tumas Moretz, because he doesn't have that Tumas. The also the Chomer being Shatoras Tovoi, being Shabbat, Boyolido, so we have a sex age. Sophic Wald Moretz, Sophic Lloyd Wald Moretz. So, in other words, so if it is Lloyd Wald Moretz, so already 7 days, a Boyolido has to count 7 days. But if it was Baal and Nido some time ago, more than 7 days, seven or more than 7 days before, so then that Hillel will be Machiav the Tumas Baal and also. But maybe he was Baal and Nido only 2 days ago. Some Melech, the 7 days have not expired yet. So then the Tile cannot remove the Tumas Baal and Nido. But then, there is another possibility. Maybe he was never a Bailey. Maybe he was never a Bailey. Yimushin to Mithamore, Tokovale. Yimushin Bailude, Sophic Wald Bikore, Sophic Lloyd Wald Bikore. Yimushin to Nabal Bikore, Sophic Ishlimose, Yorek Sophic Lloyd Ishlimose. The Havestexic, the Aspexic, always Sophic and Tum. The Tape Clay, we should dig them on. In other words, because not only an Amoretz is mitamei other things and other people in Magoi, but the Beged Amoretz is also mitamei. The Omer Amar did the Amoretz Neros the Pussy, Omer Lei Kusi Or. The Kusi Or.
You're very close.
Not that he didn't have any clothes out there. Anyway, at that time, when it handled, when it touched when it was there, so big the chopper, so then he didn't have any cough. We've all been calling for me to most positive feelings, we are more than pushing, which must have come out, it wasn't coming, I'm more than a trip pushing. All right, anyway, now for next week, we should be ready up to the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Damayil Yishalim Tov.
Yoredei Benos Kusim Shir Tes by the Rosh Hashiva Gimel Av Hei Tav Shemem Hei, July 21st, 1985, on Sunday.
Now the Bnei Zdukin, if they are made, they follow the drachim, the ways of Abiseim, so then they have the same being as Kusiyas. So in other words, they are also Sophic Lidah. For the same reason, because the common denominator between the Kusim and the Zdukin consisted in the fact that they did not submit to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Pirshu Lechet Vidaki Yisrael, Harein Ki Yisraelis. Rav Yisei Meir, Leilo Mein Ki Yisraelis, Achi Yifrisu Lechem Vidaki Abisei. Iboyam, Stomemai, according to the Kama, who says, No agu olecha vidalka viseye, harilu kikushi is. Pirso olecha vidalki israelis, harilu ki israelis. Suppose we don't know anything about that, whether they adapted the ways of their ancestors, or they adapted the ways of the Jews. In Assam, how are we to treat them? Stomemai, with an comic. The Oman Noago lechel daka b'sein ha'il b'kushiyetz. Yusho lechel daka b'israelis ha'il ki b'israelis. Stomemai. Tosh. Pneis dukin bizman sheni adis no lechel b'daka b'sein ha'il b'kushiyetz. Hostome ki israelis. Morat midai from the Rosh Hashanah. In the Seipe, Pirsho Olechem Dab Yisroel Arein Ki Yisraelis, Hostome Ki Kusiyetz, someone in Pshat, he can die the other way, from the Rosh. Elam Hol Ekel Mishma, Toshka, Knaam, Eisei Melelo Min Ki Yisraelis, Achi Yifis Olechez, Vidak Abiseyem, Son Rabi Eisei Holds, Tet Nastam, They are the Cheskas Yisraelis, the Cheskas Kashres of Yisraelis. Michal, with an Ekame Soba, stomach ikusis. Shmami. So in other words, so the Tzdukim also have to be considered a Sofit Be'alimis, for the same reason, because the Tzdukim did not accept Divrei Chazal, some Nele, they might start counting when they see Dam Yorek and be mashing of Dam Orek. Sedit to Kiehod, she sipirin king Golu Beishuk, the notsot in a Roman key, the notwole king Godlau Godov. So in Tzduki, stopped the king Godlau in the street, and he spit a spittle from his mouth on the king Godlau. So the king Godlau became confused. He became upset because the Tzdukim do not submit to Divrei Chazal. Some Melei Tishayach that the wives are nidates and the husbands don't consider them as nidates and they live with them as husband and wife. So is he Be'onido, so he's Tome. He Be'onido is Tome. So mainly he's Spito, the Mayon of the Be'onido, is an Avatume. And here, the Spito which was spread out on the Godin of the King Godo, so mainly the Godin became Yerishini Tume. So he went to the wife of the king of in other words, to find out whether they observed the Nido or they don't observe the Nido. Omole, Afopishanishi, Tukime, Nisio is not pushy. Nisio is not even afraid. Nisio is means he has a covenant. They have respect. For the Pusha. Umar is Damba Chachor. Omar Abyeisi, Shimon ben Yisem Nake Vehim Mareis Damle Chachom Chutz Yisho Achaz Shehoiso Bishkunoseinu Shehoi Heres Damle Chachom Umeis. Now, so we see that the King Gotel was only upset because of the possibility lest the King Gotel is a Beilnik. And once he found out from the wife of his duchy that they are Zoyan Dinido, so then he wasn't upset anymore. But he should have been upset anyway, even though he verified that the Zduki was not a Beilnido, because they were Amhorets, and the Chachomim were Geza Tume and Amhorets. The Tepe Klei Yishit Yured Amhorets, and the Mayon, the spittle of the Zav, is an Avatume. So here too, it's an Avatume. So even though he was not a Beilnido, he still had a problem. So what did he accomplish by verifying from the wife of the Zduki that they were Zoyan Din? He takes place in Tzinura Damoritz. Tzinura means spittle, mayones. Omar Abaye the Zduki Chob. The Zduki was a gentleman. Doesn't mean Chob that he was a big lumpy. Sometimes Chob means lumpy. Here it means not an amoretz. In other words, what kind of an amoretz? So the Chachamim are gizel to me, yishen eloidim yikho, eloidim yishne, eloidim yachetz. Omar Rove, Zduki Chover, Beilnido Mashmes Lei. How can you, Monefshe, if that Zduki was a good gentleman, a nice person, in human relations, so then he certainly would not be suspected of being a Beilnido. The fact that he suspected the Zduki of being a Beilnido shows that he didn't consider the Zduki as such a kind gentleman. Elom Arobi, Regal Hab, Vitumas Amhorets, Viregel, Kitare, Shabin Rabon. תרסי ביסק כל איש ישראל אלוהי כי איש אחות חברי הכוסות עושו מכולם חבר כולם חבר. In other words, I went to deliver the lecture years ago in New York before I moved to Chicago, and that was published Jew and non-Jew. So I drew a distinction between friendship and fellowship. So, on an Ashkofer level, I discuss this Gemara of Tumas Amoretz, Biregel, Kitar Shabin Rabon, Tirsi Vayesef Kolish Yisroel Elunia, Ki Ish Echot Chabir, Hakoso, Hakosu, Osun Kulon Chabir. Biregel, and every Amoretz has the status of a Chob. Why? So I said at that time, because the Rambam says that the reason as to why the Chachamim were gezer to me and Amoretz, in order to reduce the commingling with Amoretz. Now what is Amoretz? Amoretz doesn't mean somebody who is ignorant. It means someone who is not observant, who is not doing mitzvahs. He's all amoretz, all kinds of amoretz, and with Nikol, with Misha, and the Heretz. And then, woman Doma says, one who is not doing maestres. I mean, one who is not doing to mitare. So, in general, amoretz means someone who is not doing mitzvahs. Someone who is not doing mitzvahs. Now, the question is, are we allowed, or are we mechuyev, or are we forbidden to show friendship to someone, to a new individual or not. So there are certain chazals that on the surface appear to contradict each other. On one hand, we see the Chachamim were gezer tume, and the reason was to reduce the commingling with an amhoretz to a minimum. In other words, if an amhoretz is mitame, so naturally the chaverim will be induced to keep away from them, because who wants to have all these problems of being tame? So from this sakone it appears that we should not show friendship to a new individual. And then, on the other hand, we see just the reverse, because the Gemara says in Moritzie, Ein lif frank, v'seine in litein, mitzvah v'seine, ki diloke v'sitzvah. What does it mean? Seine means a worship, navalya, and any isimaitzamcho. Because like this, it's also to dislike you. So if somebody dislikes a Jew, so is they very loud the eyes? Is they very loud the eyes? But if one Jew saw another Jew being eager and aware, and he admonished him privately, not publicly, once, twice, and the person doesn't change, so then it's moved on his way, he said. So when Gemara says Eid Lifrit Bisena Litain, it means Eid means an observant Jew, a religious Jew. So he has to be helped in cricket. And Sena Litain means a new religious Jew, a Roshe, and an Eisimais Alcho. He has to be helped in Tine, because there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. One is Ozik Dazif and one is Hokim Tokim. Ozik Dazif implies an obligation incumbent upon a Jew to help in preaching. What does it mean, preaching? If I see, let's say, if Reuven sees Shimon's donkey, and it's really Stachas Masoe, and you have to unload it, so Yamechuyev to unload the masse. To unload the masse. Litain, Hokin Tokin may means, if let's say Shimon's donkey has to be loaded with masse. So Yamechuyev to help Shimon to load the donkey. Now, what takes priority? Precedence? Tricket takes precedence over Tine. Because Frike saw the very sad of the Balchai, of the Chameya. But Tine, there is no Tzar Balchai. So if it's a question of helping one Jew in Frike and another Jew in Tine, so Frike takes precedence over Tine. Now the question is, suppose I go out in the street and I see two Jews, one a religious Jew, and he has a problem with preaching, and another a new religious Jew, not a Shina Mitzvah, and an Eitzimai Samcho, a Roshe, and he has to load his donkey. Now, if both have been observant, then I should attend, then I'm going to attend to the preaching. But if both had been non-observant, then I would be mechuyev to give precedence to the preacher. But if the one who has the problem with preaching is a religious Jew, and the one who has the problem with tina is the religious Jew, so then the Gemara says, mitzvah the same. So I should help out the religious Jew. Why? I go to help out. The religious Jew, what do the religious Jews say? Ah, you see those Adelak Jews? They only care for the religious Jews. For the non-religious Jews, they don't care. So because of that, The Gemara says we should dafke give precedence to the thing of the religion. So on the contrary, we see that we are not allowed to minimize in friendship to a non-Orthodox Jew. So how can these two chazals be reconciled with each other? On one hand, A, briefly, the same reading implies that we have to show all the friendship in the world to irreligious Jews, in order to dispel that erroneous impression that other Jews are not obligated to show friendship and give help to irreligious Jews. On the other hand, the Chachamim ordains there to me in order to keep away the observing Jews from endearing Jews. So I mean, there seems to be an opposition, a disharmony. So I said there are two things. There are two kinds of associations. There is association in friendship, and there is association in fellowship. Association in friendship means to help out another person in trouble. To help out another person in trouble. In trouble, to help him, to do chesed to people. So as far as association in friendship is concerned, Chas v'Shalom, that we should say that we should not show friendship, or we should minimize in our friendship to non-Jews, Chas v'Shalom. Even non-Jews, they get their shocks, so we are mechuyev l'achis kiv Yisrael, and even an akum, who is ignorant to pagan goy, so who is an even a lily, and ignorant as I was in there, so mechal nisim on the akum, and the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, mevakrim chil yakum chil Yisrael, Davi Sholem, Menachamim, Avil Yakum, Im Avil Yisrael, Davi Sholem, and the Rambam says that the Lachim, not only Davi Sholem, also because of the Rachmat al Kol Maaso, that's a pagan, the Teisho. So the Rambam says, Neyagin Mei, Vidar Heretz, and Vinus Chasodim, Kini Yisrael, the Rambam says, in the Rachmat, at the end of the Lachim. So it's a kind of logic. If we are going and we are making hobby, we are mechuyev to associate in friendship. First of all, as kind of the hammer, a non-religious thing. That's one kind of association in friendship, helping out. Then there's another kind of association. Association in fellowship. Association in fellowship doesn't mean third out, but it means just in play, you know. Drinking together, eating together, feasting together, jumping together, playing together, make l'chaim together. So as far as association and fellowship is concerned, so of course we are not all the chachamim didn't want us to associate in fellowship and good. All the takones, pasakum and yainakum and all kinds of bishuliakum. Why would the Chachamim ask all these things? In order to minimize association and fellowship. Because association and fellowship is conducive to the marriage. It's conducive to the normalization. So there are no limitations upon association and friendship with non-religious Jews. Not even, there are no limitations in association and friendship even in regard to going and even in regard to pagan going. But there are limitations upon association and fellowship with going, and that's the basis of all these xeras, shuliach, and pasach, and yailas, and even association and fellowship with non-religious Jews. That's why the Chachamim who are gazer to me, I'm an awards. So, A, briefly, the same thing is a question of helping the person in trouble. where sorrow is a problem and needs help. So then on the contrary, takes precedence in order to dispel this dangerous erroneous impression that Orthodox Jews do not care for non-Orthodox Jews. But as far as association and fellowship is concerned, then there are limitations. Why? Why? Not because vis-a-vis an Amoritz, an unreligious Jew, there is no mitzvah after a mechor. Of course, the Obis of Amosim said in so many words that the mitzvah after a mechor applies to everybody, to Amoritz, just as to Chaverim. But because association and fellowship is conducive to demoralization. If you associate with a drug addict in order to help him to cure it, then you will not become demoralized. But if you associate with a drug addict in fellowship, then you are bound to become a drug addict yourself, no matter how fine a person you are. So, but I get it. So, Akosuf Kon Chaver, in other words, why is an observing Jew called a Chaver? Chaver means fellowship. Reya means a friend. The Afro Rahab Amecha. He says, say friend. So everyone is a friend, but can be a friend. But, Chaver is someone who is fit to be associated with in fellowship. So only Shemir mitzvahs are fit to associate with them in fellowship. They are called chaverim, but Amoritz are not qualified to be chaverim. But the regel, when Jews are under the impact of the atmosphere of Yom Tov, then association with the Amoritz mingle with all the chaverim in Simchas Yom Tov, then association and fellowship in the Amoritz is not conducive to demoralization. That's why the regel hakosuf osam kulam chaverim. But the moment the Yom Tov atmosphere passes away, so then there's a great danger in associating in fellowship with non-observant Jews. So then they are becoming, I mean, that's what I explained. All right, now the Rashi. Yes.
Why is it that Rava asks the little Nita, Chaver Mashus? I mean, it's just a question of being a gentleman.
What?
If it's just a question of being a gentleman, so then
no. I'll tell you, you see, if you want to know which conservative rabbis are nice people and which are not nice people, so as far as their non-immune is concerned, so most of them are teaching. Most of them, not only the conservative laity, but even the conservative rabbis, they are Amoratzi, they don't know anything, and they have an innovative mission. But even if someone is a Tinish Mishpah, if he has the chutzpah to defy the halacha, he chose that besides being a name, my name, he is a daughter. He's a Kobayum, you know, in Yiddish. It's called a Kobayum. Because if he wouldn't be a bull, so he would have preference for the halacha. Even if he's not man. After all, he knows that the halacha has guided the Jews in the course of the millennia. And here, the few chutzpahnikas come up and they change the halacha. So if they hadn't been bulls, wouldn't have the chutzpah to defy the halacha. So the fact that they are able to defy the halacha shows that not only they're not mamim, They are not machaber, they are not nice people, they are hypocrites, that's what they are. If they had been nice people, they wouldn't threaten Paris that they would withhold all funds to Israel. Even if they are tricking them, they chose, they have no regard, they're not sensitive to the needs of the Jewish people, they are just hypocrites, that's all. So that's what ignoring means. If he had been a chogar, a gentleman, a real gentleman, see, no, he doesn't believe in the Torah about it. But he knows that according to the halacha, Dam Yomek is not mitamei. He wouldn't have the chutzpah to defy the halacha that had been revered in the cause of millennia. They chose that they are chutzpahnikas, they are chutzpahnikas, they are bulls. On the contrary, when you call them amoret, you give them a big compliment. All right. Regel had it. Tumas amoret, the love is looking at the day of Ishti, the Hari is down. Kidare Shabino Rabon, the regel. Agostuki is Tome Beil Nidehu, Nei Name to Tumas Amoretz Leke, Tumas Beil Nideik, Vayesif Konish Yisroel, with the Levy of the Eroption, whom Neish Mainon, the whole man she is Royal Mesokim, Nimokim Echot, Korem Haberi, Viregel Haine Asif. In other words, they have, if they come, if the Ami Oretz come to the Chaver to have fellowship together in the spirit of Yontev, so then there is no danger of association in fellowship with them. So that's why in the Regel, they all have the status of Chaver. Now, Thesis. Verimino. Al both stake a sale in his at home or Michelin Cushing must this number or two. Copore, who is up to the day and lead off. Work a ton of out of the damn or a sale thing. Our chite, the eke stake a tube. She in sale now in his at home. In other words, the cash of the moment is now. How can the Michelin say that Sofit Beyon Nida, we are not saying as a Tumo, when there is another Mishnah that says that our both stages are the same, that would be a kasha, because not all stages are the same. But among the stages for which we are saying as a Tumo is mentioned Tumas Amoretz, and the Kutsin, besides the Sofit Beyonido, so they have the Tumas Amoretz as well. So let us be saved the Tares on the score of Tumas Amoretz. Our people think it's like a Tumish and say, no, it's a Tumo. Game Tumtum the Raven, the Baden, the Hayetze, where do Tumtum the Raven, the Baden? Because in Cable is the Tamu Baden. That's the difference between a Zobo in Kevo and the Zavi Zocho. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. This is a common mistake by all the conservative rabbis, the scholars. So they equate Tumas Zov with Tumas Zov. They think it's the same thing. Tumas Zov is a Tumas Dam, that's vague and red. And Tumazov is a special condition, that's a discharge, that is leaven, that is whitish. So, now how about a Tumtum van Dregenes? So a Tumtum van Dregenes is Sofik Zoha Sofik Kede. So in the Sofik, they are mitami the leaven, maybe they are schoed. And in the Sofik, they are mitami the eden, midan, maybe they are kedes. Chayitzbe, ubmaskone de oma, Sotik Beel Bukhari, Sotik Beel Bukhari, Bafur Beel Bukhari, Shemor, Luis, Timos, Lidam, Yorek, Luyutsoi passes next age. So even if they're heading in this next age, we still explain why you're not saying it. Because you're not saying it on all stages. But the truth is that there is a sex age. Jim Parish, Oy Shemon Mirel Hafner was it. Moy Bishopi be the Amoret. Likach, Mishakar Bey. So he mentions that there is a sex age. And he can't kosher al mashe pirsh rashe, so he can't be Shabbos. Al hach masnis in al vov stages. Al sofit mi rabbi odo, mushach neget mi rabbi beimo. So we are saying that if we find a fluent and it's mi raglayim, but the question is it mi raglayim of an alom or some mele it's mitamei or it's mitamei or it's mitamei. So it's not mitamei. So when is there such a sofik? If we find a certain fluid that is next, that is close to the mitamei of the bein, so melee creates a sofik, since the fluid next to it is mitamei of the bein, or maybe this is also mitamei, or maybe maybe it's Meraglayim of an Oro. Upirech. So Rashi says, the Hashi Yishli is tapping. Shemo shal behimwe. Shal behimwe. Vatilu. Shalodo mehim shemo shal chobar. So according to Rashi, one of the box pages on which we are seeing the Fumo is his next page. Because over there, when we find the fluid that is near Meraglayim of the Behemo, so then there is a sex. Maybe this fluid is also Meraglayim of the Behemo. So it's certainly not the time. Assuming that this is Meraglayim of another, maybe it's the Chodah, not even a Morah. So again, it's not Tome. Even so we are saying, so we see from Rashi's Pshat, that the Mishnah declares that we are sailing even on his sex lake. We are sailing even on his sex lake. And here, the Gemara mentions that insofar as the Sophic Benedict is concerned, so is his sex lake. Bochem Ashkel sex lake is here. Umilo in Lahashkel is there as Chachamim. He told me that he would have to have a few sex days. They have a time period or some. They have a time period or some. They have a time period or some. The Israel or the Mitnel in study. In other words, there's a lot of machmasiyas that if somebody has to ease himself, has water, and he's going down the road, so he cannot do it in the street where people pass by, but he has to walk a little, you know, to the side and do it. I mean, in a place, in a secluded place, you know, where people are not likely to pass by now. But of course, when they're buying all the behemoth, that's, they don't care the behemoth. Some melee that's in the middle of the street. So if he found the fluid that is near that, in the middle of the street, so that's a raya that if the Jehovah did it, assuming that it's of a human being, so not of a Israel, not of a Israel, that the Jehovah did it. So melee, the possibility of Chobea is excluded. Because there is only one suffix. Maybe it's Meraglayim of Behemo, so it's not on it. But assuming it's a Benoron, then we have to say it's an Elikhov. And Elikhov means the Tamil. Don't know, because that's the Baba in Israel. he sealed him. He should be shoveled. So either in Chavim or in Amoretz. But Amoretz might just as he's not careful, you know, in Old Alochis, so he's not careful in Ilchas Darachas either. Or this Alochet, that if he has to ease himself, he has to go to his secluded place, that's an Inyan of Darachas. And Amoretz is not joyful in these things. So this is what Chavonetam means. He doesn't mean Vadai Tuchovim. He means Vadai Tuchovim, Vadai not Tuchovim. Vadai not Tuchovim. So either in Tuchovim or maybe a non-observing Jew who is not Jewish in any Alochas. Not even in Hilchas Darachas. Some Mele, there is only one Sofik. There is only one subject, maybe it's near line of the bay. Of course, that will have a soil safety from Shema Morati, the Athena of Separation, and so on. The Ahi Masnisu, the Ahi, the Athena of the Kodomi, the Athena of Tome, the Dama of the Camp. Of the Rabbon and the Kere, they are usually only a tumor of the Korchi. But that's not such a strong cash against the Metam either. True that the tumor is the Holy Spirit of the Metam. Oh, yeah. Say that Chavonetam doesn't mean, because if it's not a behemoth, then it must be Dachke Vavai of Nezichon. He means if it's not a behemoth, then it's Vavai not of a Chavon. It's Vavai not of a Chavon. But it can be of an Nezichon and it can be of an Alhoret. Now, I told you that Moritz, we are saying, so maybe that's why we are saying here. The only calendar I want to care about is how they told me, coach. The mirror before is, the hoch and knock at the neck and the ragle the emo, the osnika shene shol the emo, shen din in leis and shechenega, the leke al esfeke achas, abo in hoyo is tapping the shol the emo, the abo is alfe, the abo is lefte. In other words, counter the glass. So the Kiddush is that even though there are two possibilities we could, maybe it's Miraglaim of Behemo, and maybe it's Miraglaim of Behover. So Teisa says no, here there is no subject and counter, just because it was found near the Miraglaim of the behemoth, and it looks different, so that proves it. The question is so different than the other Miraglaim. If this had also been Miraglaim of behemoth, it should have the same appearance, and it does not have the same appearance, so it's a raya that this is Miraglaim of Noro. But then the question is, what kind of Noro? the Chover, and Amhoret, and Nakum. So Mele, there is a possibility that the Chover Amhoret. So Mele, we are saying, there is only one Sophie, but if there would be Svek Seike, so then we would be saying. So insofar as the Samar is concerned, so that was Foka. Vutzil is not Mohammo from Zav. Zav is saying that to me is Foka. Certainly, Tumas Samar, which is based upon Tumas Zavi. After Tila is the Tumi is Foka. Dijna Moret to Togol, Shedora Sal Big the Hobbit. Behei Nobu Bitrum. Behei Nobu Bitrum. Behodo Eike, Kidin Shinoga Hakusi, Bitrumo, Mishin Masnis Laya Bela. Because the Mishne doesn't deal with it. So then the Gemara is the Kashe, the Tempiko and Mishin Bidya Moretz. Yes.
The Tosh Shadar from Bibi Chavir, how the Mashma, the Mishnah is not Mashma, if the Pussy touched the room? How the Mashma, if the Mishnah?
Because the Mishnah emphasizes, the Akusim Mitamim Mishkaptachim Keri. Mishkaptachim, why? Because it's in the address of the Beil Midah. So apparently, the Mishnah discusses the Tumas Mevers, not just Tumas Magi, but Tumas Mevers. As a matter of fact, there is another Gilsi in the Gemara, that his Gator is not Bikusi Shetoba or Biolo Bidoras or Bidichobea, but Bikusi Shetoba or Binoga Bitrumo. There is two Gilsi, but many Rishayim rejected Gilsi, because the Mishnah Mashallah discusses a medras of the Kushi, of the Beil Midah. Shedora Shalom Yehov, Vein Nogu Bitumah, Behod Lehidin in Arkush of Bitumah, which my sister and I have lost. Then the Gemara the Kashe, true that he was staying there. So the Tumah of the Amoras himself, of the proof of the Amoras was spoken. But the Chachamim were raised up not only on the proof of the Amorites that he is coming, but the body of the Amorites. So did the Amorites measures the portion. The body of the Amorites are considered vis-a-vis portion as having too much levels. So whatever the reason is, so Mimele, why does the question arises? And I'm Tumas Amoret, I'm Sophic Tumas Amoret, I'm even I'm Sophic Tumas Amoret. We are saying, so here, why does the Mishnah say we are not saying the Tumas? Because in so far as Tumas Benito is concerned, it's only Sophie, but thou, apart from Tumas Benito. Tumas Bidi Amores, even if he was stable, so that was Mafkia, the Tume of the Amores himself, the group Amores, but not the Tume of the body, and he was not able to body, the table claims in Bidi Amores, the Omama, Bidi Amores, the Kusi, Omale, the Kusi, when the Amores, who was daily, so big the hobby, head no good. The hobby, the age, the Shadora, the Ragley, Yahweh, Mishun, the Yogosh, the Godin, Shep, So why doesn't the Gemara apply the Mishnah? After all, Kusi already is an unusual situation. But Kusi Natoren, just Yochen barefoot, that's not unusual. That's not unusual, especially in the old days. So most people were accustomed to walk barefoot, even in the street. So, what do Asian Shindoras the Ragley Yochen? You should be or your love with Godin. She lost power in Mishri Nido, because if he is not a Kusio, and why, and he's just barefoot, but he wears a shirt and a jacket and pants that after me, that heavy tumas, medres, because of the possibility that Mishri Nido set on them, so mainly the person who wears their jacket or their shirt, so he's wearing, he's carrying the mattress of his Zava, the needle. Zava needle, the same thing. Now, the mattress of his Zava needs an Av, and now he is. We mentioned that Pasuk a number of times. Pasuk Yud, Bichol Anigia, Bichol Asheri Esachto, Yitmaro, is the first step of the Pasuk. Vanesi Esom, so what is it, Vanesi Esom? Kol Omo Bini and Azav, Zeve, Veireke, Vishich Bazare, Vimini Raglo, Vamishka, Vamerka, Mishka, the Medras of the Zav. Medras of the Nido is the same as Medras of his Av. Mason mitami odom mitami godo. So, the Hanese is from the Chabim godo, the Roch of the Mayim mitami adere. So even if the Kusi is barefoot, and then he steps, on the godim of the Chobar, if he is not oil, but he wears a jacket, which is medras of the Nido, some melee, so then that becomes tome. So the kusi would be an abatume. He's mitame. Is not only Tame Yodov, Valese Isom, Yechabez Godov. So, all the Godim become Tame. Pirocha, because he's an Abatume. Pirocha Gomayim, Tame Adore. Kidoma Bitirasianim, Valese Samedros, Harem Tame Shnaim, Upeis Lecha. What does it mean? In other words, the Nasi Samedros is an Ab. Some melee, that may say, so he's an av, and then if he touches someone, so that becomes a rishi. And the that rishi who touches the naysay touches an echo, so the echo becomes a shame. And if that shame touches Trumo, it's possible Achilas Trumo. So, it's Mitami Shnayim Lopeis Lecho, Likach Meike Diore, Dich Shepiris in Hamedres, Lohoyo Rishin, if he's Orein, he is only a Rishin. It's not Nisi anymore. because he taught to the Beged. So he became a Rishon. The Beged of the Amoraites was an Av. And he taught to the Beged. So Melech is a Rishon. They come into a skin and they become a queen. But the Mochel Neyma, Kishihid Dil Gama Bodhi, like if Mark could have been out of Paris. Mark could have given out of Paris. Why apply the Mishnah to a case where the Kusha Chobel is Oren, which is an unusual case, which is an unusual case, even though today it wouldn't be so unusual. It was mentioned in the news that there is a certain conservative synagogue in Florida decided to start services on the beach. And everybody participating in the service so would be dressed in a bathing suit, all right? I mean, all right, bathing suit, so how much farther is it to be naked completely? So it's not so unusual, but in the old days, it was an unusual thing. But as he says, the Gemara doesn't mean dafke that the Mishnah deals with the Kusiyon. The Mishnah deals either with a case where the Kusi was Orei, or he's not Orei, but the Bgodim themselves were Nitra. So it's the same thing. So it's not that we have to apply the Mishnah to an unusual situation. And most of them now, what do you call it? Shalomash, the Dechover. They only demash the slave. So, yes, the Kashe, I mean, because Popper said that the Mishnah deals with the Kusi Chover. So there's no Tumas Amoretz. So Rav Shmuel said to him, no, the Mishnah couldn't deal with the Kusi Chover. Because the Kusi Chover means a gentleman who is a Baal Acheretz, a Baal Nimus. If he is a real Baal Nimus and a real Baal Acheretz, then he would have a regard for the Din of the Aloche, even though he's not one. He still would have. I want to tell a certain story. It's an interesting story. And maybe it's to the credit of a former member of the Israel cabinet. You know, he's not living anymore. Sapir was a finance minister in the Israeli cabinet about 10 years ago. He died, Sapir. So he belonged to the Mapai, to the Marat. He was in town with my father's friend was. And then, you know, he came to Illinois. He came to Illinois. And he was a member of the cabinet. He was a member, I think, he was the finance, the minister of finance when Golda Meir was prime minister. So, I heard a story on a number of people. One time, he, together with other members of the Israeli cabinet, went to Rome on a diplomatic mission. So one time, the other members of the cabinet said to him, they want to visit a certain diplomat. So, they looked right. It was Shabbos. So, he said, I'm not an observant Jew, but I was never a Chalchus. I can't do a Chalchus. So So then they start to talk to him, what's the matter with you? What is it? You are a babicha. So he said, no, I'm not a babicha, but I never was the babicha. I'm not an observant Jew, but I was never the babicha. So they started to scream at him, you know, there was someone from the Nepal, you know, tells me. So they agreed. So he went into the car, and before they started to fly, he said, I must walk out. I cannot turn on shots. So then he walked out. They said, so they started to scream at him. He said, no, I'm walking out. And he opened the door and walked out. He didn't travel. Right. He didn't ask him any questions. Then, the next day, Sunday, Monday, so they went to visit the diplomat, an ambassador of the country, in Poland. So they went. So he served them some food, everybody ate, and he felt, you know, embarrassed. Of course, he did not kosher. The food that the diplomat served, so he took the stubborn meat was served, I know. So he took it into his mouth, and then he immediately took it out. He didn't say anything, I mean, put it back up in the napkin, he spit it out. Then after that, on the left, they told him, he screamed at him, he says, you're embarrassed, especially the second time. So he said, I'll tell him, I agreed to go into the car. And then, it was the 8K of Felicia's old lady appeared upon my eyes. So I couldn't agree to be without Shabbos. And here, again, that means the 8K of Felicia's old lady appeared before my eyes. So I had to speak it. That's a gentleman. He was not a Maimon, but he was a Baldachar, it's a Baimon. But those Chutzpahnikas, you know, who incite the Ethiopian Jews to demonstrate and to threaten to commit suicide, they are Chavirim, they are gentlemen, they are bulls, par excellence. Because if they hadn't been bulls, they would have a regard for the Kochi Umo, even without them. The fact that they have no regard for Kochi Umo shows that they are bulls. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So the question is, what does that protest you? After all, Shmuel mentioned a very reasonable argument. What kind of a chover is he? What kind of a baldacher is he? If he has no regard for the Allah, the Yusava should chover with the Allah. In other words, in general, in human relations, he is a baldacher. But in regard to Kochi Umo, he's not baldacher. On the contrary, because they don't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, so maybe they want to be Machia, they want to be fooled. You know. The Chin Abayis, he takes the clay, but the Aloha is not like a Chotem. The Aloha is like a Shmuel. And the Aloha is not like a Abayis, but like Chotem. So that means that any tzduki who has no regard for the halacha besides being non-orthodox is a bull. That's what it means. That's what follows. I would mention it to him, to the president of the Rabbinical Assembly, as an answer to his speech at the RCA convention. He's a bull, far from. To incite Ethiopian Jews. The Ethiopian Jews didn't care to go to war. Why should they care? On the contrary, it's for their benefit. But these rabbis, they are Echei Yisrael, Echei Yisrael. They are inciting. And of course, there are some Orthodox modern rabbis who give them chizuk. The typical in Tzinure Damoret, Dafkirin in Tzinure, Osu Kizah, She'ef Shal Yizoyer, ויחלו לעמוד, אבל חום ויסירה את מישקה ומישה ויסד, לא יסו אותי. Now, the Tumas Amoretz is based upon Tumas Av. So, maybe one would say, superficially, that whatever Tumas applies to his Av, the Lord applies to Amoretz. So this says no. That only certain Tumezogi apply to Amoretz, but not all. Now the question is, the Ramban raises the question. The Ramban raises the question. Monashech, how can there be Tumezogi with Tzoyim? Either he has it in his Av or he doesn't have it in his Av. Well, the answer is, it's not because the Chachomim felt that there is a real Choshech in respect to Amoretz, maybe they are Zavim and they don't care. Because to be Zav is not a usual thing. In other words, it has to be originate in a certain sickness, in a certain condition. So why should we be Chachish less than Amoretz is a Zav? We don't have to be Chachish. But the weakness why the Chachomim or Geza Tumeh, yet the Rambam says, in order to reduce association and fellowship with Amoretz, reduce. Some mele, they only apply those rechukim that Yechil Lamed, but rechukim that would involve a great hardship, so the Chachon didn't apply to it. Aber kum ben Yisere, ki nishka v'meisa, vi hese lo yosu kivar, ki bishir anuzo ki polich, vi leichush, shemo tasite nishki ine. And I think that's the pshat. Why is it? Maga Amoretz is the tamme. And hese tamoretz is the tamme. Nishka v'meisha amoretz is the tamme. The answer is, the Chachomim wanted to impose limitations and association in Chavos, in fellowship, but they did not, Chas v'Sholem, try to impose limitations and association in friendship. If the Chachomim had declared that not only Maga Amoretz is the Talmud, but the Hesed Amoretz is the Talmud, that the Mishka Pomeshav of the Amoretz is the Mishka of Nature for Narod and Talmud. So then it would impose a limitation and association with the because he's a Chachamim declared. In line with what I said at the time, right? If an Amoret is only in that way, so then you can show him friendship, all the friendship in the world, without achieving. In order to help him out, you have to touch him. Sometimes there is a situation where you have to hold his hand in order to help him. But usually, in order to help a person, you don't have to touch him. But if the Mishka Pumesha, the tumor of Mishka Pumesha, would also apply, so it would mean that the Chovea cannot even visit an Amoretz town. Because suppose he visits the Amoretz. And then, it's very hard to visit another person and spend all the time. You have to sit down. Now, the moment you sit down on the chair on which an Amoret sat, or on the couch, or on the bed, so it becomes tummy, because it's the Medrash of Izzah. So only those things that that would only the Jews Association fellowship, the Chachamim, want to come. But those things that would ipso facto the Jews Association friendship too, and you wouldn't even be able to visit them and to show them friendship, so the Chachamim didn't apply to them. That's the reason. The Esat Lesuk is up. In the Shil Am Zokin, Torech Lechush, Shemot Asikim Mishnin Yoga, Avol Hesed in Apshir Yech Taslo. So, we are not Chimshish for the fact that maybe he moved the Kehra. Yes.
So the Chachamim, they weren't Gazer all the Tumas because any Chachamim were Amadah, because of the, they didn't want the friendship.
Well, that's Hanach. Because if it will impose limitations upon association in friendship, so it's the male Yechim Amr. But doesn't mean physically impossible. That is what I have to say. I mean, it's physically impossible. So, there is a loche, engaged in a zero atzibo, or to live a zero Yechim Amr. What does it mean? Physically impossible? So, what's that? We don't need such a loche. Of course, Chacham cannot do exactly. We should do something that we cannot do. It means it is possible, but it's very difficult. Very difficult because it involves a lot of hardship for us. It will be embarrassing for us, for them. I mean, so maybe it's considered Eichel Amor. Eichel Amor doesn't mean manage physical impact. Ushmaitin Amrucha, namely to Mas Medres, the Israel, the Eel, the Poet, how was taken, Li Maido Hoshit Kusi Kamore, Havelachim, Masisi Bufe, Amaiko Tanim Tamish Katakin, or Tachin Shalom Mores, Havakin Shalva, so we might have been that Kashi. So we see that the Medres of an Amorets does nothing, is nothing. The Hesses of the Amorets is nothing. But what is Amoret Mitamei? The Magi. Magi. Amoret is Mitamei the Magi. El Vada Yehu Tumas Medras. Behold, in Shamei, the Kusi Shetova, the Ola Vidoras, the Yim Shvitmas Amoret, or Tobelei, Haim Mishum, the Yim Ol Tobeo, or the Tomei Mitam Magoi, Domei Chalei, the Kusi Ore, Die Hoge Nokat mit Doras, der Nokat mit Noga, nicht wie was gut sind, aber mit der Fehl. Weil die Hakschins, die Rukme, die der Leutoma, auch jene, für jene Stoffe, Matzik, in die der Hoge an der Agro schon kussi, da auch Koko hitz sich die Rukme mit Toma, die Heiche, die Lebe Stärkseite, die Leutoma, mal in die Lekorin, mal in die Hoche. Die Chilmaschna, die Chilmdallin, die Sachastares, der Tramoretz, Medres, die Tlachtikam. Die Tnani, hat er noch in Schengefüße in Bali. In Tome, ja, in Kim, Radle, hat er noch in. Und mein Tami, ich will nur Maschin, und Klicheretz, Psuchin, aber nicht Kobenz und nicht Kobenz. Ukleheres hamuke some fossil is there because if it's muke some fossil, so then the magi doesn't become tame. It may zav gomo would be tame, but only the hesed. If the zav would move it, but suppose a kleheres that is completely tightly covered, you know, very tightly covered, there is a crack that is open, so. And a Zav would touch it, it wouldn't become Tomei. Only if the Zav would be massive, would, if the Zav would move it. Now that's the difference between Masse and Hesse. Sometimes it's used interchangeably in the possum, but when it's not used interchangeably, so then Masse means the Torah carries the tumi, and Hesed means that the tumi carries the tar. So the Zad is the tumi. If the Zad moves, carries, lifts a tumi, it inherits some portion, so then the heretofore Klicheres that was Torah, the heretofore Torah Klicheres becomes tumi. Comes from it. So, Avon discovers and shoppers and prefers and look at some profile fail. Even though the Ganodim are certainly Amoret, besides being Ganodim, there are also Amiorets, Now, you can ask a silly question. I mean, why do we assume that the Ganodim are to be Amorites? What's an Amorites? One is Lloyd to be called, who Lloyd to be Shmer, who Lloyd to be Arhat. So maybe, of course, if he's Ganet, the thing is not the Arhat, but it could be a Boki in Shnaitz, which can be could even be Boki in Shastra, for that matter. I mean, but is he Ganet? The answer is, if somebody learns from Mishnah in the morning, even if he learns every day, but if he doesn't follow it up, so it's not considered as the Mikra. Being the Mikra means not only that you learn the Mikra. Being the Mishnah means not only that you learn the Mishnah, that you learn the Mishnah and is motivated by what he learns. But if he learns Mishnah and is not motivated by what he learns, so it's going to be called a Lord of Mishneh and the Lord of the Archives. So maybe a Ganet, even if you could visualize a Ganet who learns every day, I think that's possible. I think that's possible. But he's not considered to be called, he's considered of being Lord of Mishneh, the Lord of Mishneh, the Lord of the Archives. Being the Mikro, the Mikro means involved. Involved Mikro means learn, and deal a talmud and aim in mindset and be motivated by what he learns. But if he learns Mishneh and Mikra every day, and he does just the reverse, so he's not the Mikra, he's not the Mishneh, and he's not the Archaz. So obviously there are no words, and still the Mishka Bumeshav in the Bais is not Tomei. He's not Tomei. Even though the Ganovi, the Amoretz, set on it, we spend some time in the house. So we see the Tumas Mishka from the Isha do not apply. So our Mishka is on the Shabbat of the Chayas Amukat on the Prophet Hale, being the Isha Moen with Chodim or the Shor, Hakat Mei, with Chodim, because the Chachomim were Gezer Tumas Zodim and the Chodim. So as far as the Tumas and the Chodim is concerned, so there it applies even to Mishka Bumeisha, and then the Shor, because possibly she was in Ido. So Mishka Hakadmi, Mashma, the Inamoret is in Mishka Bumeisha, the Tami Behese, the Hotikton Ador in Amoret the Hosea, the Shochach came in the Hosea, after the Hobbies Amukot is some apostle, how he would play. So he would say, if the Kheres that has it on the puzzle that is tightly closed, Hayim Shmishte. So there, he deals with the Amoretz who is married. So then there is a possibility that the wife of the Amoretz moved the Kheres. It's very likely. No probability she did. I mean, a killer doesn't stand in a house unmoved. So it's moved constantly. But no, the Bibi Amoretz never family should see. So again, it means that according to Tesis, Bibi Amoretz who is not married is not married. Only Bibi Amoretz who is married is Medras Rukhusi. But Bibi Amoretz, who is single, who is not married, is not married. Now, The Ramban mentions one shita, not that ein zeil and nechzot. So it seems the Chachamim are mezakim that Ramora should have two mazobim, ein two mazobim and nechzot, ein two mazobim and nechzot, not in zeil and nechzot, but in two mazobim and nechzot. So mele, every tumor of desire applies on one. Hesed and medras, but then the kashin is from the Mishnah in Paris that says, Avon Shkobis and Shobis and Kukheres, Hamikev Tzum Posel is there, is there. So what the question is, if the woman is not a woman, cannot be. So it should still be Tamil. Because in no probability they sat on the chairs and on the benches and on the beds, they spent some time in the house. So the Ramban says, because Tumas Samhorets is only with the Rabbonon, and Tumas Zomim, the Samhorets is only with the Rabbonon, so the Chachamim applied it only to the case of Badai. But not in case of suffering. Not in case of suffering. In other words, here, are we sure that the Ganobin sat on the chairs? It's very likely. But it's not in Abay Gomo. So maybe that's why. You see, to touch a Humashi, that's in Abay Gomo. Because why did they come to the house? Why? Just to look at the walls? So they came into the house in order to get it, and they must be in all kinds of objects. But they did not come into the house in order to sit and lie down on the couch there. And melee, it's only soft. It's not the Bala. So the Chachamim did not apply to. But in the Chachamim, if we are sure that they sat on the chair, then without the Misha being among them, so then, it's the tongue. So the chair is tongue. This is Ramban. Alright. The Chinhor did not deceive the leader. So, to Shishamores, the place in the same tail, tail, and the home, would make me trumo, and an anguish of Shoshanish day, who my rally, the Taras, namely trumo. Wir hatten wie die Amorets mit der Samuel Pussi, heilen und schon die Chalschin und schon die Joshua Lehen, die stehen wieder oben. So far, we saw two sheets, the sheet of faces, the most Christian, that Amorets has Tumas Zov with Gabi Magi, but he does not have a Tumas Zov with Gabi Medres and with Gabi Hesed. And when the Gemara says that the Medras of an Amoretz the bigger than Amoretz, so then the Gemara is reference to an Amoretz who is the most, and that's because of each day neither. But Amoretz himself is not Mitame to his Medras, and not Mitame to his Hesed. But he is Mitame Tumas Magi, if he touches, and Tumas Mayonis. You see again, why Mayonis, yes? Because Mayonis, the Tumas Mayonis of Amoretz, would only impose an invitation upon association and fellowship, not in friendship. In other words, if you associate in fellowship with Amoretz, so then no probability he'll talk to you so much that in the course of the conversation he'll spit on you. I mean, if you associate with someone in friendship, it's not likely to spit on you. It's not likely. But if you associate in fellowship, so first of all, you might touch his lips, and in order to kiss him. So, some melee, the mayonnaise, I mean, so you have the mayonnaise of the transfer of dove and so on. Anyway, so according to this says the Chachamim will engage in two Mazovim and Amorites in regard to Ma'alam Amorites and in regard to Bayonis Amorites, but not in regard to Hesed and not in regard to Medes. The Shita of the Rambam, one Rosh in the Rambam is that they will engage in all the two Mazovim, even Hesed and Medes. Now then there is a virtue. Affirmation to pass. The affirmation to pass is or you refresh. You should do more. Loyoso amores kiza. The tame elon you should go do. She just follow in shindo. The amazing is a members. It's never shall it tame. We should not go be sposo because his wife was touched his fossil, some male the spittle became tummy. So Mashke the touches in Indo is tummy. The Vishnu is also the way you should mind. So that's the biggest one. In other words, according to application to God's. And Amoritz who is not married is not with our together. That is how. But only an Amoritz who is married. So then is Mitame because of the possibility of Ishtinio.